Around the time when the distinctive call of cuckoos can be heard each year, it's usual to find blobs of frothy foam that we call cuckoo spit on young tender plant stems. Yet despite having the appearance of spit, these won't have originated from the mouth of an uncouth bird, since they'll have been created by the nymphs of a sap-sucking insect called a froghopper. Froghopper nymphs hatch during spring from eggs laid on plants the previous year, and are delicate, pale green, soft-bodied creatures that rarely move. So to protect themselves from predators and from drying out in the sun, they generate a mound of foam to live within by expelling air into the waste they excrete whilst feeding on their host's sap. By midsummer, though, the nymphs will have matured, and, changing into adults, they depart their frothy homes. The adult froghoppers, of which there are 9 species in Britain, are about 5 millimetres long and have pointed heads and tapered bodies that resemble the shape of a squatting frog. And they're highly mobile too, having powerful back legs that enable them to jump 150 times their own body length in a single leap, and at a speed of 13,000 feet per second. Froghoppers, although they'll be seen in gardens, are not a plant pest here in Britain, and don't infest plants in large numbers. But the frothy blobs from their nymphs are not always welcomed by gardeners and growers, and so, if necessary, they could be removed with a quick squirt of water. However, we do need to be aware, though, that in parts of southern Europe, and in the Americas too, froghoppers have become a serious problem, since they can carry and transmit a bacterial disease of plants called Xylella fastidiosa, a disease that can infect more than 650 different plant species, causing wilting, dieback, and death. And although this disease has never been recorded in Britain, it is possible that, should it arrive in the future, Britain's froghoppers would be able to transmit it. So strict measures are now in place to prevent the importation of certain plants that could be infected with Xylella, such as olive trees. And it's also very important that living foreign plant material doesn't surreptitiously arrive in Britain with returning holidaymakers.